You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
The Israeli military has intercepted the flotilla, which is trying to break Israel's aid blockade by delivering food and medicine to Gaza. 7 of the 44 boats have been intercepted by Israel in international waters so far. One of those on board an intercepted boat was Samuel Leeson, an 18-year-old New Zealander who has been confirmed as taken by the Israeli military. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says 3 New Zealanders, Samuel Leeson, Rana Hamida and Youssef Samoa, have come across the world to sail to Gaza to deliver urgently needed aid in a humanitarian disaster of horrific proportions. The possibility of any New Zealander being detained by Israeli authorities is highly concerning, and it's incumbent on Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to act quickly to ensure their safety. The government appears not to have commented on the situation at this time, although a statement is expected. I spoke to Acacia O'Connor, actor and on-the-ground spokesperson for the global movement to Gaza, about Israel's interception of the flotilla and what we know about the whereabouts of the New Zealanders on board.
Tēnā koe, everyone. I'm part of the global movement to Gaza, which is the global Samud flotilla out and at the water right now. They are doing everything they can to bring food and aid to people who are being starved in Gaza right now. The Freedom Flotilla has been going for a very long time. The last time they made it through was 2010. And then this movement was birthed only June this year after we all tried to march to the Rafa crossing, and there was the Samud convoy as well trying to get there by a car. After that didn't work, we all decided to put one big global effort and bring food via the ocean to the people in Gaza.
Where has the flotilla been intercepted, and what do we know about this situation?
Yeah, so they're still in international waters, but this is the orange zone where boats have been intercepted previously, the Madeleine and the Hundela earlier this year. And what we know for sure is that 18-year-old Samuel Leeson, dear friend of mine, has been kidnapped. He was on the boat the Sirius, and it was boarded early this morning, and he's been taken. We don't have any comms with him. His SOS video's out. His family have been contacted. Other boats that have been definitely boarded as well were the Adara and the Alma. And then we've got many, many other boats now being, it's all unconfirmed. There's just lots going on. You can be watching the live stream on YouTube if you're listening to this. There's a live stream on YouTube. You can look up Global Samud Flotilla live stream. The Ulara, which another friend, Youssef Samoor, Palestinian Kiwi captain, was on. And he, his boat has been waterbombed. And then we've lost contact with them, and we haven't heard from Rana Hamida, who's the other Kiwi on board. Again, a beautiful Palestinian singer. Really personally concerned for them, and we just need to be doing everything we can to email our government, call the government, and mobilise. And that looks like following the footsteps of Italy, getting dock workers all together and getting the university unions all together so that we can take collective action.
For those concerned about their safety, what can they do to support right now?
Unfortunately, not a lot, except for just keep making noise and keep demanding that our governments follow international law. So you'll be getting an automated response from INFAT, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they are saying that they are expecting Israel to follow international law, but they've already broken international law by kidnapping them in international waters. Our humanitarian mission hasn't broken any international law, and it's absolutely appalling that they've been kidnapped. So, yeah, what you can do is just make noise, show up, support people, follow the Instagram pages that are staying up to date with what's going on with everybody, And yeah, talk to your friends and family, because New Zealand's awareness has raised a lot, but there's still those among us that don't quite know what's going on. And I think it's about keeping an open heart with people and not blaming them for not showing up for the last 2 years while there's been this genocide going on, but finding a way for them to step into it now, because this movement's going to grow and we need to do everything we can.
This aligns with my last question, which is, this is obviously happening in the context of the ongoing siege on Gaza. Could you talk about what's happening in Gaza right now?
Absolutely. So I think most of us have a sense, if we don't know what's going on in Gaza. It has been 2 years of genocide, and it has been many, many years before that of occupation and oppression. And right now, there are kilometres of aid trucks that are trying to get in to feed the people of Gaza, but Israel's not letting it in and people are starving to death. They're being asked to move again, but there are no safe zones, and when they do go to safe zones, those safe zones are attacked. There are awful aid distribution sites, which are traps, and people get killed at when they try to go and get flour. It is absolutely appalling, and it is absolutely our responsibility to do something about this, because this is live streamed and it's happening on our taxpayers' dollars, and it's happening with our complicit government. They know what's going on, and they have been aiding and they have been assisting in making this happen. And the flotilla, everybody who's involved with the flotilla is doing it because we need to protect our own humanity, and we need to protect the world that we want to live in. We don't want to live in a world where children are being killed and we have to wait for bureaucracy to say, but are they really being killed? Is that really happening? When we can see it in front of our eyes, we want to live in a world that doesn't allow that to happen.
That was Acacia O'Connor, actor and on-the-ground spokesperson for the global movement to Gaza, on Israel's interception of the Freedom Flotilla to Gaza and what we know about the whereabouts of the New Zealanders on board.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.